Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Nowadays, we express hope as if we can't be sure what will really happen. We say, I hope I will win that prize. I hope it won't rain tomorrow. I hope everything works out well. But hope, in the Bible, is a confident and positive expectation of good. God wants you to have a confident expectation of good because as His child, He favors you. God's Word says, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You may have experienced disappointed hopes, but there is a hope that does not disappoint when you are conscious of how much God loves you. In today's sermon, titled, Rekindle Your Hope, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to live life with a confident expectation that good things will happen to you because the Lord loves you. Let's join in.
It's so important that as a Christian, you rekindle your hope. That means revive your hope or renew your hope, revitalize your hope or restore your hope. You may ask me, how do you reawaken or revive your hope? My friend, you can do that with the faithful word of God. The believer's hope is not based on wishful thinking or probability, but on the faithful word of God and His clear promises to us. Listen to me carefully. Our hope is not that we might see God's promises fulfilled in our lives, but our Lord's own guarantee, we will see the manifestation of the fulfillment of His promises. That's who God is. He has promised He will never fail us. We have to remember that God is not a human being that He should lie, not a human being that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Ask yourself. Does He promise and not fulfill? Surely, He speaks and does what He says. He promises and fulfills them. Hallelujah. We should therefore have strong hope. We should have strong encouragement. We should reawaken our hope or rekindle our hope. Speak directly to God and ask Him what you want, and you will receive, so your joy will be full. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that we should ask and we will receive. We should seek and find and knock. The door will be opened to us. Jesus is reminding us to do so. Awaken your hope with these promises. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. That's Jesus speaking. You know, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we will ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked. What a loving God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a kind God that we serve. The next thing you need to do to revive or reawaken or rekindle your hope is to walk by faith, not by sight. Hope is something that might happen, whereas faith is to be rest assured that it will happen. Let me refer you to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 in the New Testament verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I repeat, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, so faith and hope are related. Hope is the reason for our faith. Without hope, there is no substance for faith to work on. It's so important. These two are interrelated. And so you cannot leave one and go for the other. Without hope, there is no substance for faith to work on. If you are not having anything that you are hoping for, faith cannot provide a substance to it. Faith is actually controlled and motivated by hope. Faith and hope go together. They are related to each other. You need them both. Reawaken your faith, my friend, and reawaken your hope as well. Hope is the motivator. It is the thing that determines how your faith works. And if your hope has been affected, instead of there being a positive anticipation of good in the future, there is fear about the future. And when that happens, you are killing your faith, my friend. Don't do that. Make sure you revive your hope or restore your hope. The next thing to do to revive your hope or rekindle your hope is to focus on the unseen. It's so important. In anything that has any strength, any person who does anything or anybody who breaks through anything, what takes place in the unseen is more important or as important as what takes place in the seen. You may be looking at a bridge and may be thinking, will it be strong enough to allow the passenger train or goods train to travel on it? You may be thinking that way because you look at the features of the bridge, you look at the structure of the bridge, you look at how small or big it is. Will it be able to hold many trucks or cars? You may be asking yourself. My answer is absolutely yes, if it's been built properly. Because there are unseen concrete and steel metals supporting the bridge. There are a lot of unseen concrete and metals that give strength to a building or a bridge. There is a foundation that the building is built on. If you take those things out, then everything else falls apart. So there are unseen systems that are there to give you hope. At this moment in time, you cannot expect to experience the manifestations of all the promises of God, but only the hope of them. You can only hope. It's not everything that God has done that you can actually see its physical manifestation in your life. But since the believer's hope is based on God's promises, the fulfillment of his promises are more certain by far than anything we see with our eyes. I assure you that, my listener. Focus on the unseen, my friend. Our blessings are so secure that they are spoken of in the past tense. If you read the Bible, many of our blessings God had already done. So they are spoken of in the past tense. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1 and I read from verses 3 to 5. Ephesians 1, 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So you see, everything is stated in the past. It's already done. So do not lose hope. Revitalize your hope with the word of God. Our salvation is also so secure and also written in the past tense. Look at Romans chapter 8 verse 30. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. In the past, it's already done. Revitalize your hope with this. I tell you, my friend, reawaken your hope. Rekindle your hope. Our healing is so secure that it's in the past. The Bible says, by his stripes we were healed. Not that it's going to heal us, but we've been healed already. We just have to claim it. The unseen is so important. Abraham had no child when God told him that he had made him the father of many nations. That time, Abraham didn't have a child. Look at Genesis chapter 17, verse 5. We are talking about rekindling our hope, talking about restoring and reawakening our hope. Bible says in Genesis chapter 17 verse 5 that no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. You see, I have made you a father of many nations. Not I will make you a father of many nations, but I have already made you. He was telling Abraham that even though you don't have a child, I have already made you father of many nations. I remember the Bible story of a young man called Jeremiah. And he said, I'm just a youth, seeing I am a youth. God was telling him that I ordained you as a prophet, even in your mother's womb. And he was saying, I'm a youth. And God said, don't say that, because I've already made you a prophet. I made you a prophet before you were born. Seeing I'm jobless, maybe you are saying that this is not for me. This message is not for me. Seeing me now, I am jobless. God is telling you that I have made a better job available for you. Even before you lost that job, there is a better one ahead. You may be saying, seeing I am poor. And I'm telling you, God say he has blessed you with all blessings. I bless you and prospered you already. Seeing I am down. Bible is saying you will not remain there. You will not remain down. You will not remain discouraged. You will not remain disappointed. I have delivered you from your afflictions. If you fall 7 times, you will rise again. It's already done. It's a promise that will never go unfulfilled. It will be fulfilled. Even our faith has conquered the world. When the angel appeared to Virgin Mary and said, you shall give birth to a son whose name will be called Jesus Christ. Mary said, how can this be, seeing I know no man? The angel said, the Holy Spirit will make it possible. As if God was saying, I already did this many, many years ago. I did it before the foundation of the earth. Because we know in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says that God spoke to Adam and Eve and the snake and said that the seed of the woman will crush Satan. If you read the account in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And even this was prophesied long time before the angel appeared to Mary. It's already in the past tense. 700 years before the appearance of the angel to Mary, a prophet called Isaiah prophesied that the virgin shall give birth and call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. He already done. So when Mary said, how can this be? God was saying, I've done it already. Everything that would happen to you in the future, God had already done it. Just make sure that you reawaken your hope with the word of God. God who started good things in your life will definitely accomplish them for you. Our salvation is even perfected. Bible says we should keep waiting. And so in 1 Peter 1:13, therefore with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. The Bible says hope that is seen is no hope at all. Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 24 to 25 that for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. So hope that is seen is not hope at all. Hope is seeing something that cannot be seen. Bible says again in 2 Corinthians 4:18 that for the Christians, we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. To the carnal mind, this sounds impossible. But you see, with God, all things are possible. You may say, how can you look at something if you cannot see it? Let me tell you that you can see something with your heart. You have the ability to picture things in your mind. That's what hope is. The way to do that is with your hope. Control your thoughts in a positive way instead of negative way. Hope is the ability to see something that is not present right there or isn't real that moment, but you can visualize it and you can see it. Hope is having a positive vision, my friend. So the Bible repeats in Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. This was what was described, the text of scripture describing Abraham. Abraham was incapable of having children and had gone past childbearing age. God made something out of him when he was nobody. God said to him, I set you up as father of many nations. When Abraham, seeing himself, had no child. Don't focus on the seen, but on the unseen. God's kind of faith calls things that are not as they are. It doesn't call things that are as they are not. Abraham trusted God to do what only God could do. Abraham had hope when in the natural, there was absolutely no basis for hope. Yet he believed as God said. And I pray that you will do so as well. You will believe what God has said about you. Do not be focusing on the scene. Focusing on the situation you are in at the moment. Looking around what is happening. God has done some things within you that are not seen, which you have to dwell on. He's done it in the past and it's going to be accomplished in your life. And very soon you will see manifestations of God's blessings in your life. Jesus is the only Savior of the world. I want to ask you a question. Have you received him? Do you want to receive him? All you need to do is to put your trust in him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.